Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody. This is everyone's favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, your host, and I am joined by the two ever-present best friends in the entire world that I have. It is Doofsnax and Lazadin joining me yet again. Thank you so much to the two of you for coming in on this episode, which we have to discuss right off the start of this episode. It is technically episode 68. If you're listening in your podcast feed, it does have a 6-8 beside it. However, spiritually, it is episode 69. Nice. Because we are going to be next week having a lot more to talk about competitively in Pokemon Unite. And today is the episode that we get to do a lot of goof 'em ups. We get to shake it up. We get to have a little fun with it. So we are putting the fun episode, 69, nice, here. And we are going to do 68. Not nice. Later on. So it's going to be very confusing. Don't worry. It'll all make sense. It won't. And we are going to have a lot of fun this episode. I guarantee it. Speaking of which, Doofsnax, your Twitter feed looked like an absolute blast this week. What have you been up to this last one?
Yeah, so birthday was on Saturday. For my birthday, as some of you may or may not know, I was born in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and all of my extended family is there from both my mom and my dad's side of my family. So for my birthday, Hannah bought three really awesome Blink-182 concert tickets, so I got to go with my two cousins, and it was dope. It was nothing but pure nostalgia. I think I tweeted it out, but the headline of an article about the concert in the Montreal Gazette or whatever it is was the everlasting wisdom of peeing and pooping, which is pretty much just what Blink-182 is in a nutshell. And it was exactly that, and it was awesome, and it was a great time. So it was a quick trip home to see my extended family and get to do that, and it was a blast, and that's what I was up to.
That is so fun. I'm glad it was good at that. Yeah, that does capture the essence of Blink-182 better than I think I ever could. I do love that band as well. Next time, if you don't want to bring your cousins, I will accept an invite. No stress. Lazadin, how about you? How was your last week?
Oh, pretty good. You know, streaming, working on patch stuff last week. This week, had a lot of scrims going on. I was working on a lot of behind the scenes stuff today, including something we're going to be talking about a little bit later. So yeah, you know, been very, very busy with stuff. But yeah, everything Unite related is exciting right now for a wide variety of reasons, and I'm looking forward to makeup.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, makeup is exciting. The last tournament before regionals, of course. So the last kind of semi-point earner before, you know, things really get down to business, especially for North America. I mean, the promise of an in-person event at the end of that regional final, I think, just really makes it super exciting. Of course, every other country, you're playing for world spots. So that, of course, is always going to be an exciting narrative. But North America has just that little bit extra to play for. So I'm really excited to be discussing all of that. Now, we're not the only place discussing Pokemon Unite right now in the media world. We actually had an article written about Pokemon Unite by Dot Esports. And it's interesting. We're going to talk about it. But I feel like one thing I want to put out there before we even start discussing the article was it's about Pokemon and competitive Pokemon, and it wasn't a bad article. I feel like competitive Pokemon has a really bad history of having just bad articles written about it, not well researched. They don't understand the community. They don't understand like competitive process or anything, and they're just kind of grabbing Twitter sound bites as fast as they can. I'm not saying it was like super in-depth researched or anything like that, but it felt like it captured most of the proper sentiments that it was supposed to portray. So we're gonna jump right into that article right now. Let me find where I had that. So here we go. Pokemon Unite players voice ongoing frustrations with state of game. The community can't keep carrying the game alone forever. I think that quote's really good. I believe it was from a Reddit user, but it is that was a really strong one. Any thoughts before we start kind of going a little bit deeper into this article? Lazadin, maybe you want to sound off first.
First of all, shout out to Kyle Frazier 13. He is one of our more recent contributors, all things considered, and also a pretty new mod on the subreddit. He's been absolute joy to work with, very productive, big fan. You can see he's the one that posted that thread. The thread was mostly his idea. And he wrote the OP of it. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's definitely... It's a good spot, and I think there's a lot of really valuable feedback in that thread.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect it to get an article when I saw it getting posted. That was definitely a shock.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, I don't know, we've definitely gotten to a point where this kind of attention is probably good. Like, it's probably good this article got written. Not in the short term. In the short term, it's a little, you know, a little sketch for the esport. But in the long term, like, hopefully this gets the point across to some of the executives. Like, hey, our game is in the news for being bad. That is not good.
Right. That's tough spot to be. That's tough spot to be. Deuce next, any kind of opening thoughts on this article? And even just the fact that it exists?
Fact that it exists is certainly a double-edged sword. Like Laz said, I mean, in the short term, it cuts pretty deep, and it sucks, obviously. Mm-hmm. But hopefully in the long term, it's just another block in the, you know, the tower that we're trying to build to signal Timmy and Co. to give the game the attention that we all so desperately wanted to have. So in that regards, that's where I kind of stand on the article itself. To your point, I don't think it needed to be particularly very well researched, since everything they're really looking for was in this Reddit thread. So
right.
shout out to that, at least getting that right. That being said, you know, we're trying to make the game better. And it's not crazy requests that I think are as a part of this, which I think definitely bends in our favor, right? It's not like some outlandish list of do this. It's pretty reasonable things. And if anything, maybe the twist or the bend to take to this is maybe we are esports now, because we are getting written about as an esport. And every major esport, every major game that ends up in esport or a successful one certainly gets dummied in articles from time to time. So, hey, whatever. But put us on that list now.
Yes.
True.
The validation is here. So for podcast listeners who are catching this episode later and not in video form, I'm going to read a few just pieces of the article here and there that I think kind of exemplify what it was all about. So here's the intro. Pokemon Unite players have joined together on Reddit today to bring their thoughts on the game and its various features into one place in the hope that it'll be seen by the developer, Timmy Studios. More on that later. Between excessive power creep, untouched balancing issues, and a constant emphasis on purchasing premium content, many players believe the MOBA has reached its lowest point since its release in 2021, with little signs of recovery thanks to no communication. Now, I think this final line, as much as it stings, is like the most prominent one that, like, a lot of the feedback, like the direct quotes that were taken from this Reddit thread, most of those point that direction. Like, I think the Froggy Mountain Breakdown said the community can't keep carrying the game alone forever. They have an active and eager community to work with and have the potential to create a lasting game that continuously grows the community and the fandom, which I think we all have these sentiments. Like, we really enjoy, I really genuinely enjoy Pokemon Unite. I enjoy playing it, but yes, the frustrations have been piling up for a long time now. Yeah, I think that, like, I'll read the final paragraph, too. I know I probably should just read start and finish. But, yet, due to lack of communication from the developers and infrequent balance patches, many fear the game will continue to go downhill in the near future, with new Pokemon and Hollowware releases continuing to attempt to mitigate the damage. Now, of course, it's going to be a focus on, like, Hollowware and, like, pay pricing and stuff like that, which I don't truly think is one of the big problems. I'm not saying it's a non-problem, but I'm not thinking it's a huge one. But I, you know, that's an easy thing to point to when looking from the outside in. But those are my general thoughts, and I think that portrays the article enough. But Deuce Next, anything more to add other than just your initial thoughts that you were bringing to this table?
I think that's maybe the least fair approach or angle of this whole thing is obviously, you know, they at least listed with the Zoroark Hollowware tandem purchase thing, right? Like, that is something that, yes, it happened and it was miserable, but has gone away since then.
Yep.
Just to interject real quick, sorry. Yeah. There was a very direct letter that MathCord, in partnership with some other creators, wrote directly to them that said, hey, this is completely unacceptable. And they have not done it since.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's important, right? However, you know, using the release of Zacian Comfy Lapras, which I get it's three Pokemon in a row, right? I don't think that the strength is necessarily the intention to sell more stuff. The Glaceon buff, that starts to get a little suspect to me, mm-hmm. Because it was already an incredibly winning and powerful Pokemon. But then you look at like Chandelure, which was released successfully, I think. I think it was one of the mm-hmm. better releases we've had in quite some time, to be honest. Yep. In terms of balance, fun, playability, doing something a little different, being able to sustain on itself but not completely take over a game in the hands of, you know, a ham sandwich. It needs some skill. It was like, that was a solid release. Yeah, and you have to give them the credit for that too, right? You can't just poo-poo on everything. So I think of all of the angles that were taken, I think this one has like kind of like the least bite to it, simply because I think if you get all the other stuff sorted out, then this doesn't matter anymore. Like, I think people stop complaining about this, or if this is the only thing there is to complain about, then your game's in a pretty good spot. Because, I mean, like we've seen, yes, you're delayed on buying you're getting the Pokemon if you don't want to spend gems or whatever for it. But there's also folks like me who don't necessarily get every Pokemon right on release and wait, and then I use, you know, the tickets or whatever. So, you know, that puts you in a better spot to be able to buy the ones you want and not necessarily the ones that you have as much interest in. So that's the only thing I'll add to that particular angle article. I would rather see literally everything else addressed before that particular point. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I guess I can talk about my piece then.
Your new project, the project you were talking about? With yes. the article.
Yes.
The article. Okay, sweet. Go ahead. I just wanted to know if I needed to change the current topic thing. Go for yeah. it.
Well, I mean, like, it's the open letter, right?
Yep.
Okay. So basically, like I mentioned in the discussion of the Zoroark Hollow, where we had written a letter to them that we never posted that letter publicly, but it was given directly to a TBCI rep. We made it abundantly clear. The community does not think this is okay. The casual community, the content creators, the pro community, nobody likes this. It's stupid. Don't do this. And since then, they've not done it. And I think they would have continued to do it if we didn't do that, right? Like, it was a great way to get our voice heard. And we've basically said, after the most recent patch, like, enough is enough, right? Like, there's, you can't release that patch with those Asian nerfs and be fine with it, right? So we have put together an open letter. It is currently making the rounds, like, to all, like, major content creators and stuff, important community figures, so that we can, you know, get their signatures near the top of the list to kind of emphasize those voices. But we'll be posting it on Twitter hopefully tomorrow. That will be your opportunity to sign it. Anybody here can sign that letter and say, mm-hmm. I agree with this stuff. Enough is enough. We need more communication, better balancing, better bug fixes, a better focus on competitive integrity, especially for ladder. Like, all these things need to get done, and this will be your opportunity. So keep an eye out on that. Evo and I put a lot of time and effort into it, and I think it came out really, really nice, and I'm really excited to share it with all of you, and I know that they will listen because they've listened before.
That's awesome. And speaking as a person who has signed this letter already, I can assure anyone who's listening, sometimes these, like, community outcry style of projects, it'd be tough to get behind because you're like, well, I mean, I still like the thing, or maybe you're the complete opposite. You're like, why would I even try for this kind of thing? You know, I think it's a very even keeled letter. You know, Lazadin and Evo, they're both very, very good at writing these kind of things, you know, putting them in, of course, they already had one successful one, right? So I think that it is very even keeled. It does a really good job of laying out exactly what I think most of the community agrees on are the biggest points to hit. But it also doesn't do it in a way of saying that, like, these developers are garbage and we want mm-hmm. new ones and I want every head on a spike, you know, like nothing like that. it's done in a classy way, and I think it's really solid. So it has my personal vouch for sure. Obviously, I signed the paper. But yeah, I am looking forward to getting the open letter out into the public and people having a chance to have an impact on the game. This is also, like, okay to do. I mean, obviously, Pokemon Go is going through some similar things where the development team is taking a lot of heat because of these things. And, I mean, feedback goes a long way. Heroes Niantic was successful in the past. Who knows? Hopefully it will be again for the Pokemon Go enjoyers. But we can have something similar. Maybe a smaller scale, but I think to similar effect.
Yeah, as somebody that signed it twice... I literally I don't know if I what state I was in, there's Dupe Smacks on there, so shout out to my alter ego. Maybe that's my evil twin or something. So Dupe Smacks is on there, and then the official Dupe Smacks also on there. So, you know, I'm just gassing up the numbers. Let's go. But as somebody that also very much so believes in the messaging of the article, as was of the letter, also the fact that each bullet point had receipts associated with it is obviously important. You can't just list a bunch of things that you believe are being done incorrectly without a little bit of proof in the pudding. So I did certainly appreciate the time and energy that was spent in gathering those examples. And ultimately, yeah, there isn't anything wrong with this. It's not an open attack. It's clearly coming from a place of we care about this game. We want it to succeed. From the player that just logs on to play a couple games a week to, I just noticed that my name changed with the capital M. Let's go. Laz, who's involved deeply into the professional circuit as a coach and on the analyst and player side. And then, you know, Zwinks and I, who are casters, like all of us are different cornerstones of the community in terms of how we ingest the game. And all of these things are very wide reaching and touch everybody. It's not just the pro players getting hit. It's not just the casual players that are getting hit. It's not just the content creators that are getting hit. We're all kind of getting chipped in at the same rate by maybe different things, maybe all the things. That's why, I subscribe to this letter. I think it is very important. And I'm happy to have signed it not just once, but twice.
Cool. Well, I think a big thank you from Overdunk to the writers. So thank you so much, Lazen and Evo, for putting so much work and diligence into something like this and for believing in the game and believing that it can be a cooler and better game that we all enjoy a lot more. So I'm really excited to see that come into play. I really hope it brings some positive change, which will be awesome. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all the discussion that we wanted to bring on to the current state of the game, how we're newsworthy state now, as well as the open letter that's in the works. So let's.
Swinks, I gotta say, ahead. Alter Ego Dupes Max. God, this, I can't even like say that without giggling myself like a child. Okay, I do want to say one more thing.
Sure,
for those that might not know. Everybody needs to understand this so that you can direct your commentary in the right direction. There's the developer, there is Pokemon, and then there's Unite Esports. Mm-hmm. All three of those things, while their Venn diagrams do overlap, are separate entities, right? So the UCS specifically can... not have a crazy influence on the developer, right? Because there's a middle person between that, the TPC, TCPI folks, right? Mm-hmm. So, but the UCS, what it is trying to do is taking the game as is, as it's presented to us, and making the best logical decisions to maintain competitive integrity and keep the game as fun as possible on a competitive level. So there's enjoyment for the folks competing as well as the viewers at home, etc. Okay, so that's one thing. So when you see like a Unite Esports tweet supporting, you know, like Classics Crustle or whatever, like that's not the place to go dummy mode in the comments about something, a gripe you have about the game. Okay. I want everybody to understand that you need to direct your commentary to the right place. because otherwise you're screaming in a void and you're, you know, Chad punching through a Monster Energy drywall for with like no value. Like you're not actually getting to the core of the problem. Although that might be frustrating that it's all not held directly from one spot, it's important for folks to understand that how that dichotomy lays out. That's the last thing I'll say, Zoinks. Take it away.
Cool. Yeah, if we can direct the crowds of pitchforks in the proper direction, I think Overdunk is doing a really bang-up job. So I'm completely there. Now, we said at the top of show that this is, while technically episode 68, we're treating it as a spiritual episode 69, nice, for fun, because we have a little bit of room to goof off. Of course, this upcoming weekend is the May Cup qualifiers, so it's just going to be a lot of big open tournaments. Stay tuned. I know there should be a lot of streamers trying to cover the games. I know Spraggles tries to do North America pretty much every month. So I would definitely look into that. I know there's people covering EU as well. And of course, Kella will probably be covering OCE. So there's lots of content to go and take a look at. Check out those streamers if you want to watch some of the open tournaments. Lazarin, do you know if anybody from Luminosity is going to be streaming their point of view?
I believe for any qualifier, Rin usually streams, Slash usually streams. Sometimes Curious will stream, who knows, but yeah, usually those two are pretty reliable.
Okay, fantastic. So Slash and Rin, if you want to watch Luminosity, of course, the previous Cup's winners, playing in May Cup. So that's where you can find your competitive content this weekend. Now, like I said, we want to have a little bit of fun. So we want to take a little bit of a look at the players that are kind of ranked around the top right now. Take a look into their history, their power struggles. But mostly, we want to look at their gamer tags, because here at Unite Mics, we really like talking about gamer tags. And Doob Smacks loves it, truly does. If you are a fan of Unite Mics and you're like going way, way back to Doob Smacks, your interview show that you used to Late Night Unite, that was a mainstay question. You love learning the origin of all these gamer tags. So what better to do than let's move on over and tier list the gamer tags of the teams within the NAUCS scene right now. Lassen, can you just give me a brief explainer of how you chose these teams to be used for this tier list?
I opened up the Battlefy for the top eight in May final, or for April finals in North America, and I added everybody there. I also added a couple of managers and coaches that I knew weren't on the Battlefy. So, for example, Geek, myself, Morning.
Okay.
And that's it. It's just all those people. Forrest is on there twice because I was just one short of a certain round number, and it forced me to put one of them twice.
Also, we are absolutely not allowed to put Forrest's name in the same list, on the tier list. One has to be A, one has to be B. I will not stand for anything else. Okay, fantastic. So this is, again, you said the top eight teams, is that right?
Yes, this was top eight.
Top eight at the time. So we are going to be doing this. Now, full disclaimer, this is not it is a power ranking, but it is the power ranking of the most important thing in esports. It is a power ranking of how cool or funny or neat we think your gamer tag is. Now, I need that to be so clear. This is not a defining of in-game skill, of macro knowledge, of personality. It is just strictly how cool we think your name is, and I hope everyone understands that. As we go into it, chat, we are going to need your help on some of these, I guarantee it, so please feel free to jump in and help us out with this crazy thing that we are going to try to accomplish. All right, well, let's get into it. I mean, first up, we have on this list is Zugrug. The Zug of Rugs. Never mind. We have S, A, B, C, and D so far. Where do we think Zugrug lands?
No lower than A.
Okay.
No lower than A.
Now, I have to ask, is it syllable one or syllable two that's really pushing Zugrug up that high? Is it the Zug or is it the rug part of the name that you're like, that's really good?
It's both. It's all one thing. That's what gets us there.
No, fair enough. I do like a rhyming name. I think a rhyming name is very, very good. It's very phonetic and fun. I'm always going to enjoy something like that. However, I mean, Lazen, how are you feeling about this one?
So I think it falls in the perfect gamertag space of having between one and three syllables. Two is just the optimal zone, right?
Okay.
It's got a nice punch. It's like really unique and memorable, but not like goofy or edgy. Like it just it's just Zugrug. Like it feels like a true S tier name.
It might be one of the most iconic names. Like how are you going to forget the name Zugrug, you know?
Yeah, I think I can I think it I was saying A minimum, but I'm with Laz. My heart's S.
Wow. First name immediately goes to S. Okay, shout out Zugrug all the way up. No, I'm agree. I think that's a great selling point. Let's go to one of their teammates. Let's talk about Otter. Now, Otter, all lowercase, first off, big Dupes Next fan, clearly.
Yep.
It is an animal, so not exactly, you know, it's nothing new under the sun. This is someone already named the creature Otter's Otter. The Otter taking that name as in thievery, which makes me want to start out at B. I will hear arguments for up or down, though.
I am not influenced either way.
Okay. That sounds like a B to me.
This is a very, to me, medium gamer tag.
Okay. Ooh, medium gamer tag doesn't even sound like B. It sounds like we're tipping downwards. Lazenet.
Oh, is B not the middle?
B is the middle.
B, okay, fine. B is the middle.
I'm on board with the Otter A or B tier. Again, it fits in the sweet spot. I'm a big fan of one to three syllables.
Sure. But that can't be the only thing to put
something
in.
But like,
you know,
hold on. And like, no, like, give me a second. Otter, like, it just, it's like, it also like kind of works as like the iconic argument goes. Like, you don't forget the guy named Otter. Like, even though it's just an animal, right? Which is like why it's forbidden from S tier, because it's just an animal.
That's true.
Like, it's a solid animal.
However, and I am hearing from chat Christine
nice
saying
punch.
Alan D. Maybe it's perfect for D tier. maybe that's too much. All right, I'm leaving it as B. I think it's fun. Let's move on because this segment's going to take a really long time. We spend that much. We have to go some rapid rounds eventually. Fui. Fui's a lot of fun. I think Fui might be our first resident of A tier.
What is the story to Fui? Do we know?
Yeah,
that?
Does anyone know history to the name of Fui? We might not get that for all of these, but what do we think about Fui?
Put it in the chat. I'm fine with that.
Oh, it's cheese? Okay. Well. F-Wii. Nintendo hater. That can't be right.
If that's actually what it is, A.
Yeah.
I think that person was just saying hi to cheese. Like the person cheese in chat.
No, I think it's a cheese thing. Anyway, let's move on. Zealot. Okay. Zealot, one of my favorite Garchomp players in the world. I think Zealot is very edgy gamer cool. I think one of the best for that. I don't know a Zealot in any other esport. It feels very unique to me. I want to put this up at A, but I'm tempted for an S, but I really like Zealot. Like, really like it.
It's misspelled. Like, I don't know. Like, Zealot is a real word.
I mean, you can't get on somebody for misspelling their game attack.
Yeah, that's true. Let's
phonetic.
Call up Zugrug real quick and see how he spells.
Okay, but like, the reason I have a problem with it, right, is because the reason, like, the A not being there makes it so you're like, is it Zealots? Like, is it, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, as somebody
that can't read, Laz, that's never bungled me up.
Okay.
That's a clear person. All right.
I figured if it was Zealot, he would just spell it Zealot. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's not wrong, but it's cool. So it stays A. Anyway, Yeet Fan is going to be next up on the list. Now, I feel like I've said no to you a lot in this so far, Laz, and so you can start. Where does Yeet Fan get placed immediately?
I think the immediate B-tier is good for Yeet Fan.
Okay.
He's a fan of Yeet, therefore he is Yeet Fan.
Yeah, I do like self-prophesying names. I think that is fair. I think that's a good spot. Dupes Next, any arguments on Yeet Fan sticking around a B? I think it's an Otter tier name, you know? I think Otter's a great benchmark B, you know?
Yeah.
I love comparing
Otter's solid
everything
too.
To
like,
Otter.
The more we're kind of looking through these, like, this needs to go, like, S to Q or something.
Oh my gosh. What are you planning on putting in Q?
I just want more letters. Like, I feel like we need to get into more minutiae here. I'm fine with Yeet Fan B so we can proceed. But next one up, So Sad Sam.
Yeah.
The first, like, I don't know, 78 times I read it, I was like, Soda Sam. Sam. Yeah. Soda Sam.
Oh.
And I thought Soda Sam was dope. And then it was So Sad Sam. And then it was Sosa D Sam. Like, I could not get it. I could not get it. I
like
could
a
not
one
get
piece
it.
Baseball player. Sosa was, D Sam. I think was, that's hilarious.
It was ridiculous. And of course, like, I don't know this person as an individual. Mm-hmm. So it went from, like, I was like, Soda Sam. S. Sosa D Sam. I don't get it. Is it like a, you know, create a player in a baseball game? Kind of like what you were saying?
Yeah.
And then it's So Sad Sam, which is just sad. Sam?
Okay, so maybe C tier for confusion's sake.
I also feel like, at least like from a casting perspective, it's a little annoying to say, isn't it?
I love alliterations. I've been a comic book fan for life, and alliterations I'm a big fan of. So the fact that it is So Sad Sam is clever, but yeah, I think the pain that they have caused Dupesnax makes me want to put it C.
I'm fine with that.
Neon. I feel like
this is a B to me.
Yeah,
solid B.
Yeah, it's an honor to your name. All right, there we go. That's corrected. The B tier is now honor tier. I think that makes sense. Let's talk about Nudo. Where are we putting Nudo?
You mean player 4957 or whatever the hell it was?
Got it. Got their name cut. That's a D tier right there. All right, Lazadin. Yeah, Nudo's gonna be pissed. All right, Dupes next. Where are we putting our co-caster?
Gotta be. Is that the first Q? What's the story? I'll judge it on story alone.
Okay, the story was I used to spend a lot of time playing like custom StarCraft 2 campaigns like in high school, and there was a character from one of those that I cannot remember the name of, like, you know, like one of those maps that probably like 500 people ever downloaded it, like, that had a character that I liked. It was named Lazadin, and I happened to be making a League account that same week, and I made the League account named Lazadin, and it's stuck ever since.
Okay.
That's the story.
Oh, so much bias. I don't know. Doomsex, do you have any strong opinion? Otherwise, we'll leave it as Q.
It's gonna be shelved to Q until I can digest that story.
Fair. I think we need to see the spectrum of all the names before we can truly place Lazadin. Silent Red is next up here.
This one is funny because he doesn't talk in comms.
Oh, that's really good. That makes me want to put it as A. However, that is a very Yeet fan story. You know, he's a fan of Yeet, so therefore he's Yeet fan. That Silent and Comms feels like Silent Red.
Yeah, Otter tier.
All right, Otter tier. Sounds good. The Otter Morning. Tier. Again.
Morning Junior.
It's long. I'm tempted.
I'll be honest. I loved it better when it was Egg Morning.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
Like Egg Morning, it was S tier. That was S tier. Egg Morning.
Nope, you're absolutely right. All right, we're putting it down.
Oh, that's a great call. Red doesn't talk in the original Pokemon game either.
Oh.
It's only ellipses, right?
Well, hey, and that is on the table for
saving Silent Red.
By the way.
Yeah, that is sick.
Throw in arguments in chat if we don't bump it up and down. I'm only on one monitor, so I'm going to rely on my co-hosts.
That is a sick call. Yeah,
that is very cool. Okay, Ender. Ender, former host of the Unite Mics podcast, of course. I do like the name. I like it a lot. It's short. It's to the point. But it is a, like, first name, you know? It's a human Ender. Name. And a lot of people
I loved Indie Bear. I really loved that as a gamer tag. I thought that was really good.
How do we feel about Otter Tier?
I think in Otter Tier, it's his real name. Or is it his real name? I don't know. No, it is a real name.
Yeah, it's a real name. Which I think auditor's quickly becoming the nouns tier, not the team, but the form of English language.
Careful, don't call nouns B tier. You might start more people.
Get out of here. We'll get to that rating eventually. Yes, this is just cool names, everybody. We should definitely maybe put something on screen. It'll be fine. All right. Akilo. It's fine. I want to put this in. I swear I won't put all of YouTube in C, but I feel like Akilo is just like a C tier name. He's fine.
You're willing to go on a limb for it. We'll leave it. I'll leave it there. I'm fine.
I have TOS bias, so I would rank them a bit higher, but.
Again, it's just their names, Lassiter. If we start doing anything more than that, this becomes pretty cringe. I don't know. Okay. You want to put Akilo into otter tier?
Just leave it C. I'm not gonna let my bias get in the way.
All right, sounds good. All right, we have Forest and Forest. Clearly, one is in Q, where Lassen is somehow to add two of them,
and the other is in
DQ,
S.
DQ, S.
S.
Yes. One in Q and one.
It does not. It does not eclipse otter tier.
No.
There's
shot. It peaks. I'm not saying
it deserves S. I'm saying that you should put it in S. You know what I mean?
Inter pretty self-explanatory. A tier? Wow, okay. That's just the name. What is otter tier? Otter tier is B tier. I don't know. I can't explain it. Rewind.
But I agree. Just... I agree. The actual correct placement should be otter tier. A forest is a forest. It's an interesting name.
I think this has worked out so well for us that we got otter in here immediately. All right. Lutano, C tier on trainer card alone?
Okay, listen. Dumpster trainer card. I mean, it is a catastrophe. That being said, one of the strongest gamer tags we got in the game.
Really? Oh, you're arguing for A tier.
It's good. It's real good.
Are you threatening S, or is this
I am it would have threatened S. It would have definitely entered S for me if his trainer card wasn't drying paint. It has the sex appeal of a school bus fire. It is awful. Awful trainer card.
Okay, fair. I'm on the flip side of the coin. I think no flex is the best flex. But I just whatever. I think 8 years are like, all right, let's move on. Lazadin, Evocron. I want to put it D just because it's challenging, because if you say the full name, it's pronounced one way, but if you shorten it, it's pronounced the other way, and that's hard.
You can just say Evo, I think, and it's fine. I just pronounced it that way because it's easier for me, but it's technically supposed to be short E either way.
All right.
I'm just a moron.
All right. Phil Yumas, another first name. Otter tier? First and last name.
Well, yeah. Did you get more points for having both?
I think less points for having both. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like his name is like really hard to say.
Yumas? Unless I'm saying it wrong right now, then maybe it's C tier. It's honor tier. I can't put all of YouTube in C tier. Well, at least I have Fui and A.
No, yeah, you're fine. You've already dodged all of YouTube in C tier, and I'm sure Chaotic will go in C tier, so.
True. All right. Egg Noob. Now, I think S tier. I think immediate S tier.
Snap S tier.
Snap S tier. It's so good. Rolling It, I'm tempted for A. I think Rolling It's very cool. Mostly also because
this
kind
is
of
another
with roll out Wigglytuff sometimes and cut in.
This is another victim of the having to shorten your name to fit your team tag in. Like similar with Forest, right? Forest King, what's his full tag?
Rolling it down.
Yeah.
Which I love too.
Okay.
Or Egg Morning. Loses the team tag and the gamer
just
tag.
Plummets.
Rolling it down is C. No shot, cheese. No shot, cheese.
I might agree with cheese. I mean, rolling it down is clever. I think it's like otter tier. I don't know. Yumas is just
rolling
an item
solid
in League, right? Oh, really? That's kind of funny. But yeah, I can't talk about League on broadcast.
Rolling it down is C. Rolling it is B. Cheese, you are operating in the wrong direction. I'm fine with otter tier because it's rolling it, not rolling it down.
Wait, really? You want to move it out of A? I think rolling it's really good. Lazarus,
I mean, I'm fine with A too.
A or otter?
I'm fine with A.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Face an A.
Celestial. Maybe A, but then the Ed Sheeran song came out, and then maybe we gotta knock it down.
Celestial. Yeah, yeah, here's the thing. There's names, there's gamer tags with more syllables that are like easier to say. For example, like Dube Snacks is two syllables, but it's actually easier to just say Dube or Snacks, right? Okay. So like it's kind of clumsy in that sense. Whereas Celestial has more syllables, but it's like much more clear to just say Celestial.
Ooh. Do we think it's
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's a tough one. It's a mouthful.
Celestial? That's kind of funny to me.
All right.
I agree. Celestial.
Okay. Chaotic. Now, I have a lot of passion for this name because it was my favorite childhood trading card game. So I am very big fan of the word chaotic. So I'm going to make the argument for A, any strong opinions one way or the other.
I wouldn't put it above Otter, to be honest. That's really? where I'm at. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a victim of name shortening as well. I believe his full tag is Chaotic Miasma. Whether this is victim of name shortening.
Pardon me while I Google miasma. Safe search off.
Safe search off.
Miasma's it's like gas. Like
every okay. Chef coming up, that's true. Every esport has someone named Chaotic. Everybody,
it's required.
I think we move it down to C tier.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, Le Coding. The full French pronunciation.
I like Le Coding as a gamer tag.
Yeah,
that's an A for me.
That's an A for me as well. I think the French is unique enough to make it border on S, but I don't think it's like Zugrug or Egg Noob caliber.
I just think it's like even with. Like if you just take it as a like standing word with no a French tilt to it at all, I think it's still a dope gamer tag.
Yeah, so. It holds up on its own.
I agree.
Past borders. So yeah, we'll keep it an A. Trainer. I miss the LGC.
This might be the first Otter tier that gets bumped up for me personally.
Really?
Okay, wait. As in you want it in A?
Yes,
I would. Yeah, for me,
you're
it would.
You're both arguing A. Okay, okay.
It's an Otter tier name, like in terms of like the qualifications we've put to be there. But for me, it's just one bump above.
Wow. And okay, any reason?
I think it's dope.
Okay,
I think it's dope.
Dramatic, you know.
I just like it. All right. Okay.
He is Liquid Ninja Trainer.
Slash Can. Lezen, do you know the history? I feel like I need history to talk about Slash Can for this one.
Yeah, he usually, I don't know, hold on, is his name Slash or Slash Can right now? I literally, like, I have his fucking...
It's on the page of Slash Can. I'm going to need Slash Can to be what we use to rate this one.
Slash Can is higher than Slash, I can promise you that, in old snacks
and stuff. I do not know the history behind Slash Can. I will DM him right now.
I want to say Otter tier, out the gate. Slash Can.
What is the history?
If it's Slash, it's Otter slash or below. Can. If it's Slash Can, for me, it's A, Tickling S.
Whoa, Tickling S?
Yeah, Slash Can is a dope gamer tag.
Wow. Okay, a lot of tank favoritism in our thing so far, but okay.
Tickling it's not my fault they're coming up with the best tags in the game.
Chat is clamoring for S tier. Chat is clamoring for S tier. I think we put, all right, fine. Slash Can goes into S tier.
Min A for sure. If we find out that they are committing to just Slash and not Slash Can, gutter tier. Might as well
it
even
falls
go
to Q.
That is such a downgrade. It's like egg morning.
Sure. Yeah, that's terrible. Can't even imagine. Okay, Bora Reach.
I don't understand this name.
Is it a Halo?
I don't get it either.
Is it a Halo reference?
I don't know.
All right. How do we feel about
that? I also like very rarely hear him called the Bora Reach. I usually hear Bora.
Bora? Yeah.
Or just Cheeks.
Cheeks is dope. What are
yeah,
going Cheeks?
Yeah. Immediately change to Cheeks. Okay, I'm putting it D tier. If it becomes Cheeks, it's an immediate S. It's a no
question. I agree. Cheeks
S.
is awesome.
It's a no
Cheeks
question.
Is a
You know that's slang for trash, right?
What?
Like people call him that because he's trash.
Yeah, no, that's
I get it.
Love him. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Okay, so it is Boros their middle name and Reach is from Halo Reach. Yeah, I don't know.
That might be a C for me.
I put it a D.
All right, D's fine. Sorry.
We need more. Hey, we need more.
This just in. Change the cheeks.
Change the cheeks.
change the cheeks.
It's too funny. You gotta do it. Okay.
It's so good.
Espo. I think this one's funny. Espo Zito, obviously their full name originally. I think it's hilarious that Black thought that Espo was, Mexican because of this name and then became friends with him. I think that's hilarious. I want to put Espo A, probably?
I won't fight you for Espo and A.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I think Espo is a nice, memorable, iconic name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Short, sweet, powerful. Do we think it borders on S? All right, fine. Let's move on. JL.
Okay, question. What if it was JL Hughley?
What?
Okay, I don't exactly. So you posed this question. I don't have an answer.
Or we go one more layer down the iceberg, right? So JL Hughley, a playoff DL Hughley. But what if we went JL Hugely to go another layer down?
Oh my gosh,
JL, consider
a lot of work to salvage the name of JL, which I think we can all agree we're kind of shaking our heads at.
JL is too many syllables for the length of the name. Hilarious.
That is true. You can't be two letter and two syllable. No thanks. That's a C tier for me.
I'm fine with C only because I just thought of JL Hugely, which is now which is my favorite spinoff of a spinoff currently that we've discussed, which is the only one, but therefore the best.
Lassadin, Overlord, where are we going to slot him? I think.
It's a simple name, but like it gets across his personality, like in the way he plays really well, no? Like,
yeah.
I'd put it S.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Overlord's immediate S tier. I think the only argument against Overlord S tier is I know of other Overlords in other games, which is like, that's like the only slight, but I still think it's good enough to be up there.
What elevates it for me, not to S, by the way. I want to be very clear about that. I don't think it's an S tier gamer tag.
Whoa. But
what elevates it for me is Overlord is a like insane player, one of the best on the planet. And that was like that jives. Like if he was my skill level, like then it just doesn't. It's kind of dog water. But the fact that I think Overlord is fine, like for me, it would probably be like a C or an Otter. I'd be willing to bump it up because of his skill level and the name. Zoinks knows this about me. Brand or naming cleanliness is so important. And the fact that he is Overlord, 098 DTV 42, it's like, all right, maybe there's a couple Overlords out there. So. That's what balances out the scales for me.
No, I think you're right. I'm glad you pulled us down to earth. I think we're putting Overlord A tier. I think we're gonna move him down to A. I do agree with Dextra though. Ego Lord would absolutely be S.
Prom Lord would also be S tier. By the way,
Prom Lord also immediately S. Oh, I can't wait for LG Prom Lord to come on out. That's gonna be dope. Okay, Ham with two M's. I think the two M's is dope. I might throw Ham two M's all the way up to S. I'm not going to lie.
I'm right up there with Egg Noob. That's kind of a breakfast thing. I get it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like breakfast.
Jam and eggs.
I think that's so funny.
Poor Egg Morning could have been up there.
Is Protein Shake not on this list? That's a
He crime. Didn't make top eight.
Hell. Okay.
That's an S tier. We all know.
I mean, but like we would have to make a double S tier for Protein Shake. He's too powerful.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, he gets the honorary degree from Overdunk University for sure. All right, Stockings.
I like Stockings a lot. That's at least an A for me.
Yeah, no, I think Stockings belongs in A. Absolutely. It's again, it feels like a really unique one. I think it's great.
Even though it is just like, a word, it's a word that doesn't feel like it should be a tag, but then she makes it work.
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure. It feels like it pushes it out of just noun tier. It's out of otter tier, for sure. Rex with two Z's.
I don't know what it means.
I think it kind of it reverse hams, right? Like ham went up because it had two M's, but like Rex might go down for two Z's.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm fine with otter tier.
It feels otter tier to me. My immediate is otter. Like middle of the road. It doesn't make me mad like some of the D tier ones do, but it feels like it's middle. All right, Kyrios.
Okay, here's why I'm going to put it in Q. Here's why I'm going to put it in Q.
Yeah, drag him. It's because he can't beat me in Smash Brothers, right? Yeah, tell him, dude.
That is reason number one. Reason number two is this poor man named his gamer tag after his favorite professional tennis player. That professional tennis player plays Pokemon Unite now and fades him as the day is long. That hurts me. Like, I'm not involved, and that makes me feel awful. So, by proxy, I'm sorry, Kyrios. You have to be relegated to Q until Kyrgios gives you the respect you deserve.
Oh, man, that hurts. Okay.
Maybe you have to
make a better argument. Make a better argument.
I don't. I think it's fine. Sky.
That is just her name.
Okay.
Otter tier.
Otter tier? Yeah, otter tier.
That's a dope name. I wish my name was that good.
Mop Wop. Now, S. I see. Snap I S. Mop Wop's a snap.
Mop Wop S.
Exactly.
Snap. The only thing that would make Mop Wop better is if it was all lowercase.
Yeah, you like that all lowercase. You really do. I like the capital because like the capital M and the flip-flop to the capital W is kind of cool. And you can do some fun things with YouTube intros with that, you know? Shout out. Bob's real good. All right, Oblivion. Yeah, I think Oblivion is one of those names that moves out of noun like auto tier and into A. I think it's cool. I think it's edgy gamer, but I think it's like just on the right side of edgy gamer. Thoughts? Anybody?
I'm more of an otter on this one. I'm an otter tier for Oblivion otter personally. Tier.
All right. That's two votes.
It's just the Elder Scrolls
IV. Of otter
edgy
tier.
Edgy names get DK. Cheese is making their opinion known. They hate
Listen,
edgy names.
I love the cheese participation right now. A lot of good points made by Cheese. And it also, Dextrodome, the first person to manipulate us into raising someone up with their arguments in chat, so just know that that can be done.
So, are we throwing it all the way down to C?
Nah, otter tier.
Otter tier? Okay.
I mean, is it any cooler than Chaotic?
True.
Our C tier. C. I think it's like Celestial, Chaotic, Oblivion all feel like the C tier region to me.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm down with that.
Okay. Elo. Now this is a controversial one.
I love this one. Wait, I think Elo's great.
I'm a big Elo fan.
Yep.
Man, I'm not.
It's also a bit of a pun because of his name.
It's not S though, right? I think we can all agree
it's not an S.
No, I wouldn't put an S, yeah, but it's like definitely a. solid for
okay.
sure.
Okay. I like Pi. Keep in mind, there is a lot of dots in this name.
Dots?
There's three eyes, I guess. It's a lot
I like pie.
Pie goes with eggs and ham. It's a solid argument.
Oh, it's not S tier.
No, it's not. But I think the angle that they're taking here.
Okay.
I like pie is fine as like otter or C. If it was the infamous I dislike pie, then it'd be S tier.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Mentioning pie in your name, I think, is good enough for otter tier, but nothing higher. Like, I think this peaks at otter and we leave it there. I agree. I'm with you. Phrases in a name make it lower. I think this is like bordering on the edge of C tier. But we'll leave it there. Black CH.
That for me is an otter tier.
An otter tier? Okay. Okay.
Actually, yeah, it's C, maybe.
Yeah, I feel C. Like, is it Black Ch? Is it Black CH? I don't know. There's a lot of pronunciation things that are tough.
What does the CH stand for? We will never know.
We'll never know. Yeah. All right. Barnwell.
I like Barnwell. That's at least an A for me.
Okay.
Barnwell's a solid name.
I think it's a fair otter or A. I could be swayed either way, either direction.
Like, I think it's A. I think Barnwell kind of eclipses all of the otter tier pretty well. I would say that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I'd be willing to. I'd be willing to agree with that.
Jungle Book 1.
Listen, I love Jungle Book as a gamer tag is phenomenal. Uh-huh. You gotta get that one out of there. You gotta pay somebody for that clean gamer tag. You gotta just have Jungle Book.
Yeah.
That would be like Jungle Book would be an easy S for me. No joke. But that one is driving me crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody gasses up JB like old snacks. And I love, I mean, it's to the point where I just call him the book. I love Jungle Book. Great gamer tag. Get that one out of here.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for JB, and we're going to get that one out of here. Everybody donate less than $1, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I remember all the discussions leading up to Worlds about how he had to change his name and how he was going to fit the BH. There were a lot of suggestions. It's a shame I don't have that chat anymore. It unfortunately got deleted. But, you know, like J-Book... I think there was Jay Bookie suggested at one point.
Jay Bookie would have been. I mean, that is not the move. I don't know. Jay Bookie is not the move.
Super S. Jeez, big fan of Jay Bookie. I love that.
Jay Bookie, Super S. No shot.
That's a Q tier name right there. All right. I know the one is infamous at this point at the punctuation for Jungle Book. Do we think that it is a Jungle Book as itself, is it enough to get it into A tier, or does it need to remain in otter tier?
I'm biased. I'm going to defer to Laz.
All right.
What do you mean?
They're
teammates. I'm biased.
Okay.
I'm biased. Let me turn it over to the coach of Luminosity Gaming.
Yeah, there's a player. What are you thinking?
How bad am I going to get flamed, my Nick? Leave it in there. Leave it in there.
Okay. Feels like Nick's gun to your head in that situation, but that's fair. JB1 is iconic. Yeah. Maybe
it's not.
Okay.
It's not. JB, it's not. Iconic. JB1, silly. That means somebody beat you to the punch and you had to throw a one on there. Goofy shoes.
I'm putting it in otter. I won't stand for this bias. It's going to otter. You got
listen,
one in your name.
I would like a Jungle Book with two zeros in the O's. At least that like gamer edgy type angle. That would have bumped you up. This one at the end, silly. Nonsense out here. Yeah, Zugrug 1. Get out of here. Goofy, you know what, Cheese? Goofy shoes would be an S tier gamer tag.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, Mixed Mads. Feels A
like
to me.
Yeah, Mixed Mads is an A.
Their name, but it's a name that pushes it to A tier.
I think it's fun to say, so I think it's like A. It's real good. Is it better than Mop Wop, Ham, Slash Can? Like, I don't know if it's S tier, but I think it's really good. Man, I think Silent Red snuck into A tier. I'm not gonna lie. That's the one I'm like looking at every time I look at this graph. I'm like, all right.
Listen. You have to give credit where credit is due on that one. Dextrodome bench pressed Silent Red up into A tier.
Yeah,
with that sick like iceberg esque bottom tier analysis. So shout out to them. Bina A, easy A.
It's
easy A.
It's a very cute name. I think Bina's real good.
I'm a big Bina fan.
Bina. Again, so fun to say. Fun especially to say like, names in A.
Combined with like her B themed stuff she does, it's like so perfect.
All right. Relentless. It's edgy.
Is that a C?
I
feel like it is Chaotic Oblivion Celestial.
Yeah, exactly. Nope. Like it's feeling in that realm, you know? In the typical edgy gamer names. And I think it belongs in C. It's not could have been Egg Morning.
Rename C tier, edgy tier. I love that. Except it's even So Sad Sam is a little edgy, right? It's like a little like emo edgy phase, tier. MySpace type action. And then poor Black and JL just in there like, man.
Black's my edgy name color, edgy. You know?
All right. Well, hey, be thankful you're not in D tier. Rin.
Like it's very meh to me. Very flat. I don't know the story behind it. Maybe there's a dope story that would elevate it for me. But
I want to say otter.
I'm
think lower. Do you think lower than otter?
I just don't
bias.
Yeah, well,
I just don't know.
Okay, bias on the name. Rin, I don't know.
That is one with a story, like, with, like, you know, putting an otter tier for me is fine, but with a story could either bump it up or, like, bury it.
Yeah, I feel like it lands in the middle of our list for the most part, just because it, like, I have no qualms with it, but I don't, like, really have any, there's nothing for me to take.
Like, I like Akilah more than Rin.
Really?
Yeah. Just on a flat name with no story, like not knowing the background on it.
Okay. Yeah. It's tough. Yeah.
I feel like there are a lot of things that you could clip from this stream that would be so hilarious out of context.
Probably. And I hope all our viewers do. Next up is Anon. Now, I loved Anonymous. I thought that was great. Anon, I'm not really feeling that much. I don't know.
A victim of the name shortening.
I feel like a victim of the name shortening. Is this a, like, Hunger Games Whistletune D tier?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Anon.
I just think of, like, Anon. An edgy, like, 4chan green text post. That's all I can think of.
Also, yeah. I'm putting simp in D. I might put simp in Q.
I'd put simp in Q.
All right, Simpson Q. Fair enough.
Bro. All right,
what about Geek? What are we thinking?
Otter.
Yeah, that's an otter tier otter one tier? For me.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good as an otter. Okay, there all right, we go.
We have two more. We have two more names to at least hypothetically place. We can't put Laz on the chopping block and up offer ourselves up as well.
That's so true. So, I don't know if I can add things.
It doesn't matter. We can get the scale.
I can add things.
Yeah,
I think.
But I'm not, like, I don't think it'll be immediate on this. Whatever. We'll just remember. I'll write it on the screen.
There we go. How do we tier Zoinks? That's the question. All right. First up, Zoinks. You got an opportunity. You can either just spam the letter in chat. You can just make a quick argument about it. We can't have too much time to battle through this.
One minute poll, easy. Just each of the responses.
I can do that.
And Zoinks can make his case while the poll's going on.
Make my case. I don't need to. It's all caps. That's cool. You got to say my name loud. I like that. Zoinks is cat tier. Okay, hold on. I gotta ban Christine before we do the poll. too much Scooby-Doo reference? What the heck? Okay, Zoinks is Zoinks tier. Correct. Yeah, unironically.
Oh, hold on. I have to
Emily's just mad that you insulted mom. That's all it is.
That's all right, fair.
One minute duration. Here we go. Bang.
Zoinks rate. Okay, great. So, chat, now is the time to sound off. Edgy tier. Okay. Man, it kind of feels right. Actually, maybe I belong there. A lot of A tier votes. I like this, man. This is exciting. I feel like
this is fun to watch, dude.
I feel like I'm watching, like, if I'm going to get.
Hey, beat. I put my vote in for S.
Thanks. Two votes for S. I love Dupe Snacks and Wondershow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the otters are taking over. Wait, no, pull back. This is garbage. Oh, man. No, this is fair. I honestly
don't know why. Where did edgy spike from? Where is edgy come? People are using. I should have turned off the buy extra votes thing.
That's hilarious. No, you gotta keep it. I mean, we give people literally zero chances to use their channel points.
That's
in
true.
Our,
that's true. That's true. That's true. Channel. That's true.
We have to do.
No,
it.
No, S tier is cranking. Who is go? Someone's going wild with the of extra votes here. We have 42 people in. We have 42 people in here. We have like 730 votes.
I voted for S tier 50 times.
Lazadin, on episode 69, Lazadin contributed 420 channel points. Let's go. Just like we drew it up.
Zoinks is S tier. Let's go. All right. Same thing is for Doom Snacks. Now we have to do Doom Snacks. Kirk, can you make the poll again?
Yeah, I'm working on it. S A Otter Edgy.
To be fair, 420 channel points.
All right,
I was just spam clicking. That was not planned.
That is so funny. It was fate. Fate decided that. All right, it is Doom.
To be fair,
Zoinks,
I didn't even give us what we gave Lazanin. Lazanin had the opportunity to be put in queue. There's not enough options for us to put Laz in, or for them to put us in queue.
What is happening? People, the lowest is A for Doom Snacks. There we go. There's
somebody heard you talking.
I'll put in my vote for edgy just to decrease the average.
Shibuki, but it's good. Doobsnex is good. I don't think Doobs is S tier. Maybe if you change your name to Doobs, it would be S. Wow, I'm feeling like it's going to be an S.
It's no J Bookie, but it's good. Jeez. Dude, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
She's straight up saying, listen, you can come up with the best names, but you can't give it to yourself. What's up with that? Oh my gosh. All right. Well, the bias is real. 101 votes for S tier.
Somebody contributed literally 77 votes to that.
Yeah. So. Yo, shout out to Sasuke underscore 22224. You are also S tier on the names. Yeah. I will say you get the honorary S tier for sure. All right. So,
Doob sounds like a Scooby. It's because it is. I came up with it when I was in sixth grade. Doobsnex. I came up with Doobsnex when I was in sixth grade. I've literally used it ever since.
No, I got rid of it by accident.
What happened?
Oh, I mean, I just got rid of me writing down the names. Don't worry.
All right, one more for Doobsmax. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have time, and my ego can't handle the blow if Doobsmax gets more votes in S than
I mean, like, if we want to do one more, then I technically have two names I use.
Oh, yeah. No. We have to do Lassen in the fairway.
Oh, okay. Fair.
That's we owe it to Laz, besides me shelving them after I asked what the story was.
That is true. To be fair, though, I just want to put this out there. I don't know how to use channel points when I'm not on the Twitch page, so I'm sorry. I don't got you this time, Lassen. Hopefully, we can get this one done. Oh, yeah, I think Chad is correct. Doobsnex over Doob for sure. Doobsnex greater than Doob in terms of name quality. Absolutely.
How about this? Maybe
our loss. A poll is live. Vote on where you think that Lassen's username should be in. Okay, a lot of S's.
Listen, people are guessing us with premium. Ain't no shot our three gamer tags are S. We'll take it. We'll take the artificially inflated numbers.
I would have put myself in, like, probably B. I usually, there's a reason that, like, on most servers, if you go look, my name is Ven there.
Yeah, fair. I do need to say, though, everyone else has been getting a landslide from the start of S tier votes.
I'm getting put in Otter.
Well, that's coming close. It's when I just
need to say, I like how you said everybody make your case for the best, and you immediately say, like, I'm probably an Otter. Like that's what, and people are delivering, but people are fighting back too. People are thinking S.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be close. I think you're going to come away with the S vote.
We're down to the wire now. We are down to the wire now.
Oh, you still got S, you lucky.
Listen. Comment through. Vena is S tier, though. I agree. Good one.
I mean, especially if you know the story behind it. But yeah.
Absolutely. All right, take your screenshots, everybody. This is what we will use to put on the Twitter page with no context.
Why did you write the Lassen and not just move the Lassen that's on the tier list?
That's my favorite part. That is my favorite part, especially because it's cut off at the top, so nobody can see it.
Oh, no, if I do that. Okay, did that help? No, it didn't.
No, everything's worse.
I am so bad at Twitch. It is unbelievable. All right, there we go. We can cap that after. All right, thank you. This may be our longest podcast episode ever, and it was because we did a name tier list, so I think that's hilarious. It's not actually. We've had some hour and a half ones before, but awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. If you were listening in podcast land, I hope you're able to go and look at our Twitter feed to see these wild tier lists we had for how good we think the gamer tags are in the North American Unite community. If you like something like this, feel free to tell us in the YouTube comments and stuff like that. If you want us to do other regions, we can tackle EU in the future. We're gonna tackle LATAM. If you want us to check that out, we absolutely will. So let us know. But what we do need to hear in the comments is who deserved to be S tier and why is it Zugrug? Make sure we all know that. Otherwise, make sure to check us out on every podcast platform that you possibly can. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, of course, all of those spots. And follow all of us on Twitter. I am at Zoicecast on Twitter. Doobsnex, where can they find you?
At Doobsnex on Twitter. There you go.
Perfect. That branding is important. We said that before. Lassen, how about you? Where's the social at?
I am at Lassen1 on Twitter. Yes, I know.
No,
I am the Jungle Book.
Redo the vote.
I am the Jungle
Redo
Book.
Redo the vote.
don't forget the open letter will probably be releasing tomorrow, yes, or the next day. We're trying to like make sure that we get, you know, EU teams an ample opportunity to wake up and check their DMs. So I believe that'll be on Evo's Twitter though, or Evo's Twitter. So check that out. Check out my most recent tweet. It's a banger. I did it literally 10 seconds ago.
Fantastic. Go check it out. All right, everybody. That's all the plugs that we have. We're going to be back next week, of course, with the May Cup preview episode. I cannot wait. Everybody, it's going to be a lot of fun. But thank you for all the love you're showing to Overdunk lately. It's been awesome. We will see you all next week. Goodbye.